In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Glory be to Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Today, on this first Sunday of Great Lent, it is the Sunday of Orthodoxy. It is the Sunday in which the Orthodox Church celebrates the historic act of the restoration of the holy icons in the life of the Church, an event dating back to around the year 842 AD. Attempts by two different Byzantine emperors to remove the icons from the churches over the course of some 50 years were finally defeated after much strife and suffering. And this day, the first Sunday in Lent, was designated, set aside for this holy commemoration. Likewise, on this day, the Orthodox Church celebrates Holy Orthodoxy. Orthodoxy of faith, right glory, right worship, and right belief are also proclaimed. Not as anything men have achieved, but as a gift from God. From God. A gift of God's faithfulness to His Church down through the turbulent centuries. It is a belief that this Orthodox Church is the original Church established by our Lord Jesus Christ from the beginning, and that Christ and the Holy Spirit have maintained the Church in Orthodoxy, have led the Church into all the truth. This is in fulfillment of Christ's promise when He said, "When He, the Spirit of truth, is come, He will guide you into all the truth. For He shall not speak of Himself, but whatsoever He shall hear, that shall He speak, and He will show you things to come. And He shall glorify Me, for He shall receive of Mine, and shall show it to you." The Spirit of truth will guide you into all the truth. Today we declare, for the sake of God's glory, the truth He has shown in His Holy Church. For many, looking from the outside, the Orthodox Church is but another label, another brand, another institution, denomination. But for those who have looked within and entered, as the Elder Sofroni said, Orthodoxy is not a philosophy, and not a doctrine, it is life. It is life. It is life as God intended us to live. It has the tools for us to live in a fallen, broken world and to overcome the fall. As Father Schmemann used to say, the Western Church sees itself as an institution which has sacraments. The Orthodox Church is a sacrament which has institutions. Which is to say, at the heart of the matter, Orthodoxy is mystical encounter with God. That's what it is. And the Eucharist, that most perfect mysterious encounter with God, is the very Church itself. The body of Christ given to the body of Christ. In the words of Father Miletius Weber, he says, he agrees with Father Alexander. He says, the Orthodox Church is not primarily an institution. Orthodox Christianity is not a series of rules to live by, nor it is a particular structure of church government. Orthodoxy is not a theological system, nor is its fullest expression limited to any particular period of history or cultural environment. At a profound and instinctive level, he says, the Orthodox Church recognizes herself as the body of Christ. And with that in mind, Orthodoxy is the expression of the way God interacts with His people. In other words, Orthodoxy is the way God relates to the Church as the body of Christ, and the way He relates to each individual within it, and conversely, a way by which people may interact and interrelate with God. He continues, "It may be that in the vast expanses of time and space of our universe, there are many ways of expressing the relationship between the individual and God. Indeed, there may be quite diverse, yet entirely authentic ways of forming that relationship. However, for those people who call the Orthodox Church home, there exists an awareness, both implicit and explicit, in the life of the Church, that this particular relationship between God and His people has a unique quality. And far from being an optional extra to life in general, it is, in an essential manner, life itself. Orthodoxy is life with God, life itself. Our Holy Father Nikolai of Serbia agrees. He writes, "A single ray from the spiritual world glistens through every word of the Gospels, not to mention the miraculous events, both in evangelical and post-evangelical times, as well as throughout the entire history of the Church for 2,000 years. He says, "Christianity has thrown open wide the gates of that world, of the other world, in so great a measure that it should not be necessary to call Orthodoxy a religion in order not to confuse it with other faiths and religion. It is a revelation. It is God's revelation." Brothers and sisters, Great Lent is a time blessed for the renewal, of that revelation and of our relationship with God. God offers us this life in Him once more in the active experience of the Church, in the Holy Eucharist, in prayer, in fasting, in increased divine worship, in giving alms. Archbishop Dimitri warned that if we fail to partake of this life offered to us in the Church, then we will be ill-equipped to distinguish between the life in Christ and the life recommended by society and the fallen world, and will fail to distinguish between good and evil, in the world and in our own hearts. Two lives recommended: the life in Christ, and the other recommended by society. The holy icons express the beauty and truth, of Holy Orthodoxy. We, each of us, are called today to be icons. Of God, and icons of Orthodox truth in our very lives. If the icons are perfected images of human beings, of holy men and women who live in God, then we are challenged to perfect the image of God in us, by God's grace. In the words of St. Paul to the Romans, "And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God." Be renewed, transformed in the renewing of our mind, so that we may indeed relate to God, know His will, and live out His purpose for our lives. And the perfect will of God is for you, each of you, to join the ranks of the saints, to have your icon added to the wall, that you would find your place, your contribution to the triumph of Orthodoxy, that Orthodoxy would triumph here and here, then this would be changed. This image would be transformed. This icon would reflect God to the glory of God. We confess and proclaim our salvation in words and in icons on this bright day. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.